Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Fungula. This is a very spooky-dooky Halloween-themed episode of Fungula. So our gratitudes, Danielle and I get into it. They're all Halloween-themed from, Mattitudes first. Our Mattitudes are more like Halloween costumes that just take too much energy and effort. A certain group of people that refuses to participate in Halloween festivities. Those are some of the attitudes we get into. Our gratitudes, we get into all things paranormal. And we tell some spooky dooky stories on this week's episode of Fungula. So if you're not into spooky dooky stories, this might not be the episode for you. However, if you've ever been a fan of the old podcast I used to do called Ghost Stories with Angela, you might be a fan of this episode. Okay, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. Okay. Don't forget to leave me a review, Apple Podcasts. Go on there and be like, all the stars. I love this podcast. All the things. And if you don't love this podcast, don't leave a review. You're fine. You could just skip that part. Okay. If you want to see me on tour, I only have 4 more cities that I'm going to for the rest of the year. We're going to Virginia, Portsmouth.
Yes.
We're going to Miami, Dania Beach, and Phoenix, Arizona for New Year's Eve. And these are my last cities that I'm doing for the rest of the year. So you can get your tickets at angela.com, A-N-J-E-L-A-H.com. And, if you want to leave us a message and tell us what you are grateful for, we may pick your message and play it on a future episode. You can call us at
747-300-5380.
Hey, leave us a message. Tell us what you're grateful for. And enjoy this episode of Fungula, our Halloween spooky dooky episode.
Okay, hi. Hi. I'm in your Nashville studio.
Look at that, you guys. We're together in Nashville.
Woohoo.
We've done Zooms. We've done LA studio. And now this is our first time together in the Nashville studio.
I know.
We just took a good 5 minutes of trying to figure out these microphones off camera. It was great. I had an interesting thought a second ago.
What?
A sign of aging.
Oh.
Is when you always have tissue.
I also think that might just be being a mom as well, maybe.
Maybe, but no, because this isn't for Rosie.
Oh,
this is for me. But I had a conversation with Alejandra, our nanny, and my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And then we were in the kitchen, and Rosie was there. And then my mom was on FaceTime. So it was like all the ladies, right? Uh-huh. And we were talking about how when my grandma passed away, in her robe, she had a bunch of just napkins and like tissues and stuff that she would always have on her. And she also had a couple popsicle sticks, too. She loved popsicles. But she had a bunch of napkins on her. And we were talking about how, like, that's such an older thing to do.
Yeah.
And then Alejandra pulls out napkins from her pocket. And she goes, I keep napkins. And I go in my robe and I pull out napkins from mine, like, tissues. And then I'm like, Carmen, do you have any? Sure enough, Carmen has some in hers. And then my mom's on FaceTime. And she was like, yep, I got napkins in mine. And I'm like, wow, this is either like a sign that we're getting older, or maybe it's a Latina thing. I don't know, because all of us just happen to be Latina, but I feel like it's an older thing.
Yeah. I don't have any napkins in
my
pockets.
No, you're younger. But is that something in your family? Like,
my mom always has one of those, like, packet of tissues in her bag, in her purse.
But not, like, just a full-on
wadded
strand.
Up one in her pocket? I don't think so. Oh. But I know she always has that, those little
to-go little
packages.
Things.
Yeah. She does have those in her purse for sure.
I buy those and then I never use them, but I will grab a few strands of tissue on the way out and put it in my pocket.
You know what my mom always has?
What?
Wet ones.
Really?
She always has wet wipes. Oh, she keeps the whole thing in the car. And two, whenever she comes to visit me and she's in my car, even my house, she's like, "Where are your wet ones?" And I'm like, "I don't."
Where are your wet ones? Where do you keep your wet ones?
She's like, where are your wet wipes or the Clorox wipes? She's always like, "Where are the wipes?" And I'm like, I use a paper towel.
There's a paper towel. You can wet it.
Yeah, I was like, I have some spray. I actually have a bottle of Clorox wipes at my house that my mom bought. I did not buy those.
It's her stash.
She bought them. Yeah.
Hilarious. You don't use Clorox wipes?
No.
I do.
I have a different system.
What's your system? Spray and wipe with a paper towel?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I also love to use the magic erasers.
Uh-huh.
When I'm doing like a deep clean.
What is in a magic eraser? Because they really are magical.
They are.
They do take off the most random things.
I love the bathroom ones because at my apartment I have like super, I think it's minerally. It always leaves like a sort of pinkish coral residue. So I'm pretty sure.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it's like it's minerals.
Okay.
Mineral-rich water that runs through my apartment. And that always gets that residue off.
And it gets the pink off.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. It's an interesting thing. I bought some new pots and pans that came with, like, their own magic eraser, some caraway pots and pans.
Oh.
And it's, like, so you can get, like, all the stains off. It does not work. Not even a little bit.
Oh.
I'm like, this is, why'd you send this? Whoops. Anywho, so I just thought about that as I was going, where do I put my tissue? I don't want people to see it. I'll hide it in my pocket and then I'll just bring it out to make sure people see it is what I'll do.
Saving it for later.
So shout out to everybody who has a tissue in their pocket right now.
Yeah. Always prepared.
Ooh, you're my people. This is a fun episode because
we
gave it a theme.
We did.
And this theme is one of Danielle's favorite themes.
Of all time.
This is her favorite time of year, you guys. It is. It's Halloween time.
Halloween.
We do not own the rights.
Nope. What even? Just made that up. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Show your sweater, first
spooky
of all.
Season. Oh, yes.
Danielle came prepared. She's wearing her Sanderson sweater.
Witch Museum, home of the Black Flame candle.
Where did you get that?
Etsy, fairly certain.
Cute.
We can link it later.
Yeah, I love that. And you have your ghost earrings on.
I do, yes.
She has her little ghost earrings.
Can you see them?
Danielle comes prepared. This is her favorite time of
year. I got more. I didn't bring any with me.
Danielle's apartment has been decorated since the end of summer. Like,
correct.
As soon as it was still a heat wave.
Yeah.
I
literally had a pool party while my house was already still decorated for Halloween.
What is it about Halloween that you love so much?
Oh,
why is it that one?
I don't know. I think I just love spooky stuff, and there's always activities. There's always stuff to do. There's the haunted hay rides, there's the pumpkin patch, there's lights, there's like it's like pre-Christmas almost, and there's
it's like pre-Christmas.
I know, because Thanksgiving,
most people love like Christmas, like you say, what's your favorite holiday? Like, everybody's gonna say Christmas, but like
Halloween.
You really love it.
I love it. I just love all of the spooky stuff.
Since
I was a kid.
Okay.
I've loved it forever.
Oh.
I like my earliest childhood memories are all around Halloween. Like, I remember all the different things that I dressed up as, and it was always such a fun time because it was like you got to go out with all your friends. And I remember when we got older, we would TP people's houses.
Ooh, fun.
I remember I was obsessed with Pocahontas as a kid. So I know I dressed up as Pocahontas and Sacagawea at some point. She was there. I remember
She was.
I dressed up as Carrie Strug.
I don't know.
The Olympian who...
Not I dressed up as the Olympian.
But she's the one who got injured. She did the vault on her broken foot.
Oh, I thought you meant injured the one who got attacked.
No, that's the ice skater. Well, Tanya Harding is the one who did the attacking. Well, so they allegedly.
She blonded.
I remember I have this distinct memory of my mom dressing me up as a witch. And she got green face paint and I think like a fake nose.
Oh, she was giving you Wizard of Oz.
Yes. And I loved Wizard of Oz growing up. Yes. So I was the Wicked Witch of the East. And she got this green face paint that glowed in the dark and she put it on my face. And then while we were still in the bathroom, she closed the door and turned the light off. But I forgot it was me wearing it. So I scared myself. And I remember seeing my face, but not realizing it was me. And I freaked out. I thought there was someone in the room.
That's cute. That's adorable. How old were you?
Oh, I had to
You're all 14.
No. I had to have been probably five or six, maybe.
Cute Danielle. Yes.
Yeah. There was, I'm pretty sure I dressed up as Clara Barton.
Were the twins born yet?
They were born when I was five. I remember.
So they were one.
I think so. They might have been around at that time.
Okay.
Really into myself. I was like, I don't care what they're doing. I do know my brother and sister, both of their names starts with an M, so I'm pretty sure as infants they were dressed up as M&Ms.
I thought you said infants, like M. Oh. Infants. I was like, oh, okay, we're sticking with the M theme.
No. M&Ms, the candy. Because they were born in November, so their first Halloween
wasn't until
they were almost one year old. Okay. Their birthday is like November 3rd, so they're right.
Sure. And you just missed it.
Yeah, and they...
I think that's why you love Halloween so much, because it was your last holiday before they came in the world.
Maybe. I also... I think they were Pooh and Tigger at one point.
Adorable.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. My parents, we've always just been big Halloween people growing up watching Hocus Pocus and...
Your whole family's big on Halloween or just you?
Oh, yeah. No, my whole family.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I thought it was just you.
No, it was instilled in me from birth.
Oh, love that for you guys.
And Disney. They're both.
Love that for you guys.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
I'm impartial about Halloween. Okay. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's festive. It's whatever. I don't have any passionate feelings either way.
I'll be passionate for you.
Halloween is Halloween. I do appreciate, this is what I do love about Halloween. I don't really eat candy too much anymore, but growing up, I always loved the day after Halloween. When I say growing up, I mean like early 20s when I'm an adult growing up. Because all the candy would be on sale at the store. Mm-hmm. So then I would go stock up on some candy. That's when I really enjoyed candy. I do enjoy that. And now I do enjoy the threads that I feel like BuzzFeed or whoever would come out with of like the best costumes that were posted online.
Mm-hmm.
And people get super creative.
Oh, so creative.
I do love that about Halloween. I do love to watch what other people have created.
Yeah. I remember this one year. Okay. If you are from Texas, do you remember when Big Tex at the State Fair caught on fire? This was a big deal.
Whoa. Okay. What's Big Tex?
So Big Tex. So at the Texas State Fair, we have
the big guy.
The big guy. We have Big Tex. He was like, howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas. Okay. Well, I believe in 2009,
you guys. This is back in 2009.
Might have been 2008 because I think maybe I was a junior.
No, let's keep it 20.
I messed it up.
2008.
Not what I meant to say. Big Tex caught on fire. It was huge news. Major, major news in Texas. And I remember there was this guy. I think he was in the grade above me. I'm pretty sure he was 6'5", 6'6", very tall.
Also Big Tex.
He dressed as Big Tex for Halloween.
Okay.
And then his girlfriend dressed as fire. And she just jumped on his back.
Stop.
And that was one of my favorite costumes.
That's funny.
And then I remember
Did Big Tech survive though? Like
no. He had to have some repairs. Whole new outfit. The base
was it arson?
The it? Was it arson?
We don't
probably
know.
I didn't do. I can't remember now.
I mean,
what
you guys have
said.
Crazy lightning storms.
I know it could have just been. Also, it could have just been like old and something. Just
a wire. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crisscrossed.
He does move his hand. Moves,
oh yeah, yeah.
And he got a voice box.
Fidgety so, wiring. Yeah. I gotcha.
I remember that year too. My senior year, I dressed up as Tina Fey, dressed up as Sarah Palin.
That's funny. That's funny.
I found like a red blazer.
Good?
I just went around and kept being like, I can see Russia from my front porch.
Uh-huh. And then people got it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Everyone was dressed all like scantily clad and I showed up in a blazer.
You would. There's some sexy nuns, 100%, some nurses.
100%.
And I here. Always...
I was like, you guys are boring. Like, I'm having so much fun. Oh, I'm a mouse. Okay, well, boo. I'm Tina Fey as Sarah Palin.
Creative. Layers of creation over here. I love that. Okay. Yeah. So, this is leading me into a mattitude.
Okay.
Because I want to participate in this part of the conversation, but it's kind of a mattitude, too. Mm-hmm. So, one of my mattitudes, Halloween-themed mattitude,
yeah,
is putting effort into a costume. I don't love it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I feel pressure or what, mm-hmm, but I do like to get creative on a minimal basis.
Sure.
So like what you just said about a blazer and I'm Tina Fey as Sarah, mm-hmm, Palin, like love that. Easy to pull off.
Yep.
Say a couple words that people recognize. They go, oh, I know who you are.
Right.
So
American Flag Pig knows it.
That leads me to two of my favorite costumes that I've done. And real simple. One was early 2000s. I think this is when Vanessa and Kobe Bryant hadn't been married for too long. Like they were like in all the tabloids and everything. And she had a picture posted in the tabloids of a tank top she wore that just said Latina on it. Mm-hmm. And so what I did for Halloween is I got a tank top that said Latina. And I got a Kobe Bryant cardboard cutout. And I just, I was working that night at the bar. I was, uh-huh, a cocktail waitress.
Okay.
And so I brought my Kobe Bryant cutout and I wore my Latina show. I was Vanessa and Kobe for Halloween. And to me, that was like clever.
Yeah.
But so simple.
Right.
I'm like, I didn't have to do anything, but mm-hmm, you get it. You know what, yeah, we're doing here. Mm-hmm. So I get like creative points.
Yeah.
And then, my other creative one is I was Olivia Benson.
Oh, yes.
From Law and Order SVU. Very classic. Simple, classic jeans, leather jacket, blouse. I had her like season 7 hair and I had a badge on a chain, a pretend police badge. And one of my fans came to one of my shows. I forget what city it was in, but they brought me Olivia Benson's face on a stick.
Oh, perf.
And they also brought me Christopher Maloney, and they brought me
Ice Cube.
No, was I? No. Why am I forgetting his name right now? Oh my god, hot Latino guy. Why am I forgetting his name in this moment?
Mom
brain has stolen every memory. Anyway, so I just dressed in that very simple outfit, mm-hmm, that I've worn to many auditions before when, yeah, it's like, hey, we need Detective Rodriguez. Sure. You wear your jeans, your leather jacket, a blouse, some boots. Boom.
Done.
I put my badge on and I had my Olivia's face on a stick. And then I had Manny dressed up as Ice-T. And all he did was pull his hair back in a ponytail.
Oh, it's Ice-T. I said Ice Cube earlier.
Oh, you did say Ice Cube. I didn't even catch that. No, it's Ice-T, mama. Ice-T.
I got my ices confused.
Yeah. So Manny pulled his hair back in a ponytail, put on a jacket and some jeans, and he wore a badge, and we were just Ice-T and
I love that
and Mariska.
Yeah, I know, because people always ask me to
Finn Tutuola, like, excuse me, character names. Oh. Finn Tutuola and Olivia Benson. Sorry,
it came to you. I know, because people always ask me like, oh, what costume are you doing this year? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm so much more into all the activities and throwing a Halloween party and going to the haunted houses and doing all that stuff, that when it comes time for a costume, I kind of just like, I'm like, okay, what do I have in my house? Like, I have a witch hat. So I'm like, I can make anything. I'm a witch. I can make anything work for a witch costume. One year I had a Halloween party at my house and I went as Drew Barrymore's character from Scream.
Oh.
which you've seen Scream.
Yeah, but long time ago.
Right. So she's wearing is jeans, a cream cable knit sweater, and then I just bought a blonde bob.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I just held up a remote as the phone.
Love that.
And all I did was just go like, and you know exactly who she is.
Great. See, that's what I love.
Like, it's so easy.
Simple, but creative a little bit. Yes,
and it's one of those things too where it's like it's simple and creative, and then someone immediately goes, oh.
Uh-huh.
I know what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to a really bad costume, but had some good creative effort. My friend Jill. Love you, Jill. One year she was gum underneath a shoe.
Oh, I've seen this.
And she just dressed in pink, uh-huh. And then she put a shoe on her head.
Yes. I had a friend do gum underneath a chair.
Oh.
And she got a kid's chair and attached it to a yellow hard helmet and wore it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good effort. It came out all right. It came out all
right. It's good. I love it.
Yeah. So one of my Mattitudes Halloween theme is putting effort into, I just can't do it. My friend DJ NGV, every year she's something incredible and amazing. And like she makes her costume from scratch. Ooh. And it's just like elaborate. She's been Cher. She's been, I can't even think of one.
Uh-huh.
But she's just been all these incredible, incredible costumes that she makes from scratch. And I'm like, I can't do it. I couldn't. Yeah. It's too much effort for me. If you got to glue rhinestones, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I have to do anything fancier than put on a wig.
Yeah.
Like I did Cruella DeVille one year and that was easy. I was like, it's just the wig. That's all I needed. And then just a black dress. And I did get one of those little fake cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Things in a fur coat that I already owned.
Yeah. What's a Halloween themed Mattitude for you?
My Mattitude could be controversial.
Ooh. Controversial.
I'm calling my people out.
Okay.
And by my people, Christians. Those are my people. I get so annoyed when, this is my Mattitude. My Mattitude is, I'm very annoyed when Christians think that they are holier than Halloween. Okay.
They think can't participate. Better.
They can't participate. Has to be called Fall Festival, which whatever. I get it. If it's attached to a church, sure. But just, it happens every year and I see it on Facebook. Of course it's Facebook, like old church biddies that I'm friends with or whatever, who will just be like, nope, I'm already decorating for Christmas. This is the Lord's house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who cares? Like I'm not out here doing a seance. I'm not out here conjuring demons. Like, no, I'm going to pick out a pumpkin and I am going through a haunted house where it's just a bunch of background actors making minimum wage.
Yeah.
Who are just gonna jump out and go boo.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun time and gives you all these activities to do with your friends, and trick-or-treating as a kid is so much fun. And
yeah.
Like, people won't do that. And I'm like, that is so lame.
So were you then, because your family is super into Halloween, but you guys were all super Krish.
Yeah.
Did you guys get like dirty looks from church people because
Not
you were
really,
like into it?
Here's the thing is I think this is like a newer thing.
Oh, back in the day, we were
back like in the 90s, like all like I remember my neighborhood was packed. We were all trick or treating.
Yeah.
All my friends from school.
So fun.
Like kids that I went to school with and I went to a Christian school were in my neighborhood and we'd go and TP their house. Like we had so much fun. I had Halloween parties. They had Halloween parties. And I think it's like now, and my church did do a fall festival, but I don't think they do it anymore. I think it's become like a thing where they just change everything to be more about Thanksgiving or Christmas. And
ew.
I'm like, boo, you're so boring. Like, it doesn't have to be about all of the more negative, scary, demonic like things. Like, I remember too, like everyone was super weary whenever Harry Potter books first came out. Uh-huh. And they're like, witchcraft. And I'm like, please, have you read it? It's so fine. It's so tame. Get over yourself again. And I like, and some people too, they'll make the arguments of like, I don't even want that in my house. Like it's inviting deep. And I'm like, do you not trust the Lord? You don't trust the Lord that he's protecting your house? please.
From this jack-o'-lantern?
Please. My God is bigger than any demon. Okay, so I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus. Okay?
Yes.
Because it's going to be fine.
And I'm going to buy merch. Bye.
I'm going to buy merch. I'm going to wear my ghosty earrings. Love and I'm going to go to the haunted hayride.
That's what I'm right. doing.
But I just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Yeah. There's, I mean, there's like, it has to be called Fall Festival, but really you're doing the same thing that we're doing. You're getting dressed up in a costume. Yeah, trunk or treat. You're getting dressed up in a costume and you're getting candy. Like, we're doing it too, but we're just doing it at the neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. You're doing it at the church building. What's the difference? Yeah,
what's the difference? And I think it's just, it's, you can have fun and participate in all those like fun, cutesy activities and dress up and do the costumes without being like, this is demonic. Like,
yeah.
What part of that? You're not going to the graveyard unless you are.
You know what else they're missing out on?
What?
All the fun decorative desserts.
Ooh. Yes, I love a themed dessert.
Which I feel like is a newer thing.
Yeah.
Like, we used to have, like, simple things back in the day. Yeah. Like, the crumbled Oreo was dirt and then the
dirt
worms.
The dirt and the worms. Yeah. Yeah. You or know. You can do the... I've seen like where they get like pretzels and make them look like witch fingers.
Oh yeah. Now they're, like, people are so creative. If you look really on TikTok and Instagram Pinterest for
so
those
many.
Halloween theme desserts. They're so fun. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think last year we sent a bunch back and forth to each other on the gram.
Made none of them.
I know.
But I do plan to have friends over for Halloween this year. So I'll probably dabble.
Yeah.
I do have... cookie cutters that are like pumpkin and ghost and
fun.
That kind of shapes.
Love that. Do that. Yeah, I'm gonna maybe I'll do one with Rosie. I mean, she doesn't do sugar, so we'd have to do like a non-sugary recipe.
And there was one time where I made like a salted caramel cupcake, and then
Danielle's a baker as well, you guys. For anybody.
I did. It was a salted caramel cupcake and I dyed the caramel red, and so when I drizzled it looked like blood.
Ooh.
It was super cool and delicious.
Ooh, I love that. That's fun. I like that. Okay, one so I did my gratitude already, right? That was the putting effort into costume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna move into Halloween themed gratitude.
Yes.
Okay. I am grateful for this is also gonna be controversial, just kidding. No, it's just I'm grateful for the older teenagers who still trick-or-treat.
Oh, yes.
That they still put on a costume and they still trick-or-treat. There's some people who get annoyed by the older teens and they're like, you're too old for this. And I'm like, no, they're not. Mm-mm. Let them soak up their last years of being able to participate in a childlike activity and adventure. And like, they dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Let him trick or treat. Give him a candy. Stop being a little brat. Just give it to him. So I'm grateful for the teenagers that are still out there putting on a costume, soaking up their last years of being a kid before they have to be an adult, you know. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love to see that, especially the well-behaved ones. I'm not talking about the turd ones, because then that brings me back to a Mattitude, the kids. That when you leave the bowl out at the end of the night, you're like, okay, it's getting late. I'm just gonna leave my bowl of candy out there for whoever little stragglers are left. And the ones that just pour the bowl into their bag.
Ugh.
No, I don't like that. That's a Mattitude. Mm-hmm. I want everybody just come and get, you don't even have to take one. Just get like a little handful. Put a little handful in your bag. Take a handful. I love that. Last year I did glow in the dark necklaces.
Cute.
You know those things where you snap them in the glow?
Yes.
Fun. And then you're walking around in the dark, and so cars can see you.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So mine was also safety related.
But I do think a lot of people do that, though. I know a lot of with the younger kids, everyone tries to trick or treat when it's still daylight, which is tricky because by October it's sundown by 6 p.m. But glow sticks are smart.
Yep. Glow sticks. We had a couple stragglers last year.
Had glow sticks while trick or treating.
But it was really cold and windy last year. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't much. The trick-or-treaters I saw were in a car. Their parents were driving them to run out because that's how cold and windy. It was like windy, like dangerous.
Worst.
Yes. Worse. Oh, if it's raining?
Yeah, nobody wants it to rain or be cold because you don't want to put a jacket over your costume. Yeah. Like, no, exactly. Yeah, nobody wants to do that, especially 6 and 7 year olds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah. So, yeah, not having good weather on Halloween is such a bummer.
Is a mattitude.
Is another mattitude.
That's an mattitude.
A lot of mattitudes.
This is a mattitude heavy episode, you guys. Okay.
Over something we love.
What is a gratitude, a Halloween themed gratitude Halloween for you?
Gratitude. My grateful is that I would say it's probably my dad is more into Halloween than my mom. Like, they're both, my mom's just into like fun activities. Uh-huh. She's like, ooh, what are we doing? whereas my dad was like, yes, Halloween is so much fun. And I'm so grateful for my parents for being so game, like just so down, so like, yes, let's do it. And I remember, I'm pretty sure it was when I was in 8th grade. It might have been 8th grade, or I think it was 8th grade, when I told my dad, I was like, I want to have a Halloween party at the house. And both my parents were like, oh, we're going in. We're going 110%. We're making this happen. And so
cute.
We decorated the whole house. My mom made all like the fun snacks, treats. We had a whole treat table, and it was like chips, and we had like a witch's brew where you put the dry ice and it was coming out.
Oh my God,
the
so cool.
Thing. Yes. And we had like the bloody fingers and just every, I remember we did the witch's hat with the Oreo and the Hershey kiss that you put on top. You make a little witch's hat with that. Or
was count wasn't it the orange little gross candy that only grandpas like?
Candy corn. Definitely had candy corn and the little pumpkins. And then I remember my favorite part was in the backyard. Oh, we did we did a candy apple eating contest. But what we didn't tell anybody was that one of them was an onion that we had wrapped in the caramel candy. I don't remember, but it was just like a prank that we did. And then the other thing we had bobbing for apples, like all the classic games. And then my favorite one is my dad had created these three bins. And they were covered, but you had to stick your hand in. And so the challenge was, because it was all part of like a little relay type game. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure you were trying to find like a marble, but when you would stick your hand in, it was disgusting. It was like spaghetti, Jell-O, peanut butter, just all of like this goopy stuff. And so you would stick your hand in and you're like, ew, it feels like snakes. It feels like bugs or whatever, but it was just food.
Yeah.
And you had to try to find the marble and then like race around the swing set and throw it in, and we had
this
prizes.
Is so cool.
Yeah. And then we had a costume contest, and I remember at the end of the night, because it wasn't on Halloween night, it was like the weekend or something or whatever, so we didn't do any trick-or-treating, we just all stayed at the house. And I remember at the end of the night, I made everyone watch, this was my idea, I made everyone watch the Twilight Zone episode. I can't remember what it's called. I should have looked it up, but it's the one where there is a creature on the wing of the plane.
Okay.
And I would argue it is the scariest Twilight Zone episode. And I'd already seen it, obviously. So my favorite part of the night was just standing in the corner watching everyone else watch it.
I was creep.
Like, I was like waiting. Like, I knew the scary part was happening, and I was like, I'm like, everyone's about to jump. Everyone's about to scream. Like, I'm so excited. Everyone's about to get spooked. And they did. One girl straight up ran behind the couch to hide. Like, it freaked her out. And, it was just so much fun. And I remember my parents, and I'm pretty sure my siblings had to have been there. I assume they were there.
Again, we don't care about them. Okay. Nobody invited them.
It was all my friends. Yeah.
How old were you?
I'm pretty sure it was when I was in 8th grade. And then age. I remember.
How many kids came?
Oh my gosh, probably 20.
Oh, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Did their parents come too?
No.
No, just kids only.
Just kids, yeah. I mean, they came and picked them up later.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But, and I remember too, there was like a real murder-suicide that had happened that weekend. Not to get depressing. No. That had happened in the park next to my parents' house.
Yeah. Where they still live?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And
I've seen this park.
You have. And it happened on the train tracks. And I just remember being like, spooky dookie. You guys.
This is crazy.
Who wants to go for a walk? You guys want to go to the park?
Like, oh my God. You're such a creeper. All your friends are crying from scared from watching the show, and you're like, now we're going on a walk.
Now we're gonna go on an adventure.
that sounds like a super fun party. What a good memory.
Oh, it's like top 10 for sure.
I know. Again, I've never been big on Halloween, so I can't even think of a like big Halloween party memory or anything. I do know growing up, I was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz many, many years in a row because she was my favorite. And then one year I tried to be Glenda, the Good Witch.
Oh, yes.
But I ended up looking more like Little House on the Prairie. And I even had an umbrella with lace on it. And I don't know why I wanted that.
That's kind of giving like Little Bo Peep a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know what, but it was like in my vision and I wanted it. Mm-hmm. And my mom helped pull it off. So I was a lot of Wizard of Oz. Oh, one year I was a fly girl from In Living Color.
That is so on brand for you.
I was a fly girl and all I wore was black leggings with a purple sequence headband around my waist and around my head. So I just looked like I came from dance recital. You know what I mean? And then I remember going up to one of the houses like, and her saying, "What are you?" And I'm like, "I'm a fly girl." And she's like, "Oh, okay."
I feel like I was Dorothy at one point. I was the Wicked Witch and then I think I was Dorothy.
The whole cast.
Because I was about to say, I also one year went as a munchkin because I did a production.
Of all people.
I know. Because I did a production of The Wizard of Oz, my first musical ever, where I was the tallest munchkin. But I was also, I believe, 9, 10 at the time.
Yeah.
And then that was, but my mom had handmade that costume.
Oh, bless her.
So I wore it for Halloween as well.
So cute. So cute.
We like to, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, I say.
The tallest munchkin ever. How tall is your dad?
6'3".
How tall are you?
5'8" and a half.
And your mom, she's 5'8" too?
No, she's 5'4".
Oh, she's tinier than you.
Yeah.
Why do I think of your mom being tall?
Well, she's taller than you.
Oh, that's true. Maybe that's it. Yeah, tiniest munchkin ever. That's pretty funny. I mean, the tallest munchkin ever. Yeah, pretty funny.
It really was.
Okay, I have another. I wrote down a list.
I know. It's like I've got another one too.
Okay, so this one, my gratitude, Halloween themed, is paranormal stuff. Yes, all things paranormal.
Ooh.
Now, talk about calling out your folks, your Christian peeps who are mad at Halloween.
Another controversial topic here.
Yeah. Paranormal. I am into it. Mm-hmm. I love all the shows, all the movies. I grew up watching scary movies. It's my jam. Mm-hmm. I used to like any kind of scary rumor. I like wanted to investigate it, know more about it.
Yeah.
If I would see like an abandoned house or abandoned building, I'm making up stories in my head of what's happening there. Uh-huh. I've just always been very obsessed with like paranormal stuff. And which is why I started a podcast, which I don't really have anymore, but I'll tell you why. I started a podcast. It started in the year of 2020. When we were all home, and it started as an Instagram live. So before it was a podcast, it was just an Instagram live that I would do. And I would sit at the fire pit in my backyard and I would go live and pick different fans who had ghost stories and they would tell me their ghost story because I just loved hearing ghost stories. So we would go live, pick a random person who had a ghost story. Sometimes they were good. Sometimes it was like they just wanted to be on my live. Mm-hmm. And I would have one celebrity guest each episode. So I remember having Joe Coy on one episode. Uh-huh. His story is wild. It's probably one of the most, and I think because I know him so well and I know he's not making any of this up, it is one of the scariest, most demonic stories.
Ooh.
Unreal. About when he took his family on vacation to Hawaii and their Airbnb house was possessed. It's wild. So we did it on Instagram Live and then I ended up putting it on YouTube. So it's on my YouTube channel. However, the internet connection was really bad because it was Instagram Live and I'm in the backyard, so I wasn't really close to Wi-Fi or anything. But it ended up being like the craziest story ever. And I wish I had it like with great sound equipment because it like cuts out a little bit. But I would encourage, if you're into ghost stories, go to my YouTube page and look up when I was interviewing Joe Coy about his haunted house story that he stayed in Hawaii. Unreal. Anyway, so it started as that, going live with people on Instagram. And then we started producing it out a little bit. And we would have people message me their story first, and then we would pick them. So we knew it was like going to be a good story, not just somebody who wanted to like come on the live and, you know, be heard. So then we started picking people. Then it became like more of like a produced episode of something. And then we're like, let's, we try to make it to a TV show. Of course, entertainment, you know what I mean? Hollywood loves to say no to things. So it never became a TV show.
Your favorite word.
So then we made it into a podcast, and it was called Ghost Stories with Angela. And I did this podcast, and we would do it on this platform where I could still go live with people, and people were watching it live and leaving comments. And we would pick, I would have a celebrity guest each time, and then we would pick two to three different fans to come on and tell their stories. We had a magician from the Magic Castle come on and tell a story. Just people who their house was haunted that they lived in, or they, where they work. Really, really crazy stories. And then I stopped doing my podcast, and this is why.
Tell us.
This is where my gratitude overlaps with a mattitude. Okay. My gratitude, I love the paranormal stuff. My mattitude, when the paranormal stuff loves me back. I don't like that very much. And this is where all the Christians chime in. They go, see?
See?
Told you.
You're inviting it.
You're inviting it.
You're inviting it.
Conjuring it up. Okay. So, this is what happened. At this point, I was going back and forth from LA to Nashville. And we're at Nashville. And I have the studio in the backyard. Okay. And at this time, the house that we were living in, that's a big, huge property. And it has like, it's like half an acre, right? And there's like trees all around and grass. So at night, you can't really see anything, okay? But I had to walk to the back studio, do my episode at night, and then walk back to the house. I had to do it by myself because Manny was out of town that week.
Okay.
So that makes it like even more scarier. Okay. I contemplated canceling the episode because I'm like, I'm home alone. I don't want to do this home alone by myself. This is wild, right? Okay, so it's nighttime. I'm in the back studio by myself, and I'm on live. My guest that I was having on is a guy from Miami Improv. Hilarious. Again, Stacks is his name. Okay, because I was going to, my mom brain is like, everybody's name leaves my brain.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I met him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's my guest, right? And he's telling me a story about like these spirits or these ghosts that like followed him around. While he's telling his story, I hear something in my headphones. And it was a full on like, right? And I was like,
huh? And you're by yourself.
Wait, what? We're live. So there's people watching, right? I heard it. He keeps talking and I debate, do I say something? And then I paused and I'm like, Did you just say something? And he's like, what? And I'm like, I just heard something. Did you just say something? Oh, I was talking. I was the one that was talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was telling me about the ghost. I started talking about my friend who's a psychic medium, AJ Barrera. I was like, my friend, AJ Barrera, he's a psychic medium. Did you just say something? And he was listening to me talk. So he was like, No, I didn't say anything. And I was like, I definitely heard something. I for sure heard something. At the time, Ryan is producing the episode. So he's listening in in Phoenix, where he's living. And he's listening. So I'm telling him, I was like, Ryan, make a note of this time code so we can go back and listen to see. I swear I heard something. Then the comments start blowing up. I heard it. I heard it too. I definitely heard it. Oh, everybody heard this. So it wasn't just like in my head.
Yeah.
It was like an audible thing, right? So I get freaked out. It's kind of whatever. We move on. We finish the story. Then it's like, hey, bye, everybody. Now I have to clean up and go back in the house by myself.
Sure.
in the dark, walking from the back house to the front house. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So I'm by myself. It's late at night. I go back into the house. It's probably like 10 p.m. at this point. And I'm like, I'm just going to go straight to bed. I'm going to go in there, brush my teeth, get in my pajamas, and get into those covers. Because, you know, it can't no demon catch you under the covers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just in the day. The day's done.
Yeah,
the
day's done. So I go to my house. I get in my bed. Then Ryan texts me.
No.
He found the clip. He sends it to me.
Ryan, definitely why would you do that?
We definitely hear it. And I'm like,
oh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I hear something. It's definitely saying something. I for sure hear something. Then I call Manny, who's out of town somewhere. And I'm like hoping he's going to give me some like protect me words. And he was just like, babe, it was probably just this. Who cares? Like, he's not taking it seriously whatsoever. And I'm like, no, I need somebody to freak out with me. But at the same time, like, calm me down. And you're not giving me that. So I'm going to hang up with you. I'm going to call somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I call my brother. And I'm on the phone with him. I'm whispering. I'm in the bed. Mitchell. Okay. Sonny. So I call him. I'm on the phone with him. While I'm telling him the story, all of a sudden my sound bar on the TV goes bloop, bloop.
No.
And turns on.
And like, I was like, we're listening.
Yeah.
Here and we
I
was are. Like,
okay. I got to hang up. I don't know what's happening. I got to go. Bye. So then I send my brother the clip that Ryan sent me. My brother slows it down on whatever video editing thing he had. He slows it down and sends it back to me. And I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this till tomorrow morning. There's
You're
no
like,
way.
I'm not inviting that into my house.
No, I'm not going to listen to this till tomorrow. Right. I'm going to sleep, close my eyes. Yeah. Oh, and before I went to bed, I had texted my friend, my psychic medium friend, AJ Barrera. Yeah. And I was like, bruh, what is this? Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't call me back. So I went to sleep. The next day, he finally calls me back. And I was like, he
what
goes, he's like, where did you get this? And I was like, no. This is my podcast. And he's like, okay, here's the thing. It's whispering your name.
Ew.
I'm like, stop it. And then so we go back and we listen to it. And sure enough, it's like, Angela, stop. Yes. Okay. And then he's like,
see it, but I have goosebumps.
Uh-huh. And then his wife walks in while he was like listening to the video on his phone. His wife walks in, not knowing what he's talking about, listening to anything. She goes, sounds like it's saying Angela. And he goes, oh yeah, Angela's the one who sent me this right now. It was a whole thing, right? Anyway, so we go through a whole thing.
It knows your name.
Who this could possibly be. What is it? What are they trying to say to me? Whatever, whatever. And then the next day, so this is like over 3 days of like activities that are happening.
Okay.
So the next day I'm driving and it's like a sunny day, hot. There's no kind of rain or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm on the phone on Bluetooth with my mom and I'm telling my mom what happened. This is on day three now. I'm telling my mom what happened. While I'm telling her the story, all of a sudden my windshield wipers go shoo, shoo, and just turn on by themselves. And I was like...
It's following you.
No. You're kidding me. And then, so I'm trying to like.
You have a stalker
Be calm in
ghost.
The moment. A stalker ghost. I do. I started rebuking at first. I was like, when it started happening, I was like, ooh, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Do not. You are not welcome. Yep. Unsubscribe, uninvite. Woo, woo, woo. And then after I talked to my friend, AJ, I like calmed down a little bit. And then when I was in the car with my mom on the phone and that happened, I was like, okay. Maybe this is my grandma trying to communicate with me because we had talked about what had happened in that studio. I had found out my grandma had passed away just like a couple months prior, blah, 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 blah. I journaled about my grandma in that studio. I like was like, it was a whole thing, whatever. We're like
grandma vibes.
Right. I was like, maybe this is my grandma trying to communicate with me. And so I was like, okay, grandma, if this is you trying to communicate with me, is there something you would like to tell me? And then I start looking at like street signs and license plates. Yeah. I'm like looking for a sign. I'm like, okay, is grandma trying to tell me anything?
Yeah.
And I didn't see any signs. So was it my grandma? I don't know. Many Christians will say hard pass. That was not your grandma. It was a demon. It's always a demon.
Sure.
But I choose to believe it was my grandma and she was trying to communicate with me.
Listen, you gotta just missed the message. Do what works for you.
Yeah, I missed the message. So,
or it was a crazy fan that was just like, Angela.
Yeah. All that to say, I did one or two more episodes after that, and I made sure somebody's with me.
Okay.
And so my next episode that I did was in LA, and I had my friend Johnny. Johnny Giovanni come and be with me in the studio. And I'm like, I can't be by myself. So he came with me.
Okay.
And I think we did one more episode after that. And then I had to like put it on hiatus. And I was like,
I gotta go.
Yo, I gotta pump the brakes real quick because like it got a little bit scary. And then I'm by myself a lot of the times when I'm recording this episode. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to be by myself. So I'm just going to pump the brakes on Ghost Stories with Angela. And then I never ended up bringing it back. Maybe one day I will, but I just haven't.
I love it.
Isn't it wild?
I love it.
So that's gratitude and mattitude. Like, I'm grateful for all the paranormal things. That's entertaining. But then my mattitude is when they like me back. And I'm don't like me back.
Yeah. Okay, it goes with, I have a gratitude.
Okay.
That is in line. It's similar. I am so grateful for Zach Bagans and Ghost Adventures.
Zach Bagans.
He and the show are so unhinged, so just insane, and I can't get enough of it.
How does he protect himself?
I have no idea. I think he is just so... ego. I think it's his ego that protects him.
What?
Because he's so confident. Like, he walks in there like, I'm about to make these ghosts my bees. Like, that's how he walks in. And I love it. I'm obsessed with the theme song so much. Like, there are things in this world that we can never understand. We want answers. Remember one time I was... So last year I went to Shacktoberfest, RIP, it doesn't exist anymore, at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. And we were walking through like the haunted maze that goes through parts of the boat. And all I said out loud was, there are things in this world we can never understand. And the girl in front of me turns around and goes, we want answers. Yes! And then we spent the entire, literally we're going through this haunted maze and people are jumping out and scaring us. And we're like, so Zach Bagans, he did, like we're just like talking and they're like,
you made a friend.
Yeah, I did. Zach Bagans brings us together. And one time I thought I saw one of his, another guy on the show, his name Aaron. And one time I thought I saw him at Disneyland and I tried to like follow him for a second. Cause I was like, is that him?
Was it?
I think it was. And I think too, I don't get starstruck often.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I see celebrities that maybe I do am fans of, I don't want to say anything. Like, I don't want to bother them. But I think if I saw Zach Bagans, I would have to.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to say, so. I would have to go up and be like, hi.
Yeah.
But it's, I want to.
I bet you gets a lot of nerds coming up to him.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, he dated a Playboy bunny. So good for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holly Madison, because she's super into ghost stuff too.
And they dated?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really want to
know. She did
an
episode of Ghost Adventures as well.
Okay, has he ever done anything showing like his personal life, like where he lives or anything like that? Like, I'm so curious of if he's
not really
been followed home by stuff.
Oh, has to be. I mean, I follow him on Instagram, but he's mostly...
So just you. You're the one following him home.
It's me. Me and my best friend, Emily. But he mostly posts because he has his like museum in Vegas.
He has a museum?
Yes.
With haunted stuff?
Yes.
Nope, I'm not going.
Yes.
Not even he's got going a whole, near that place.
Oh, because he'll post like security cam footage all the time of he'll be like, something crazy happened in the museum last night and it's like something falls off the shelf or there's like a growling noise or something.
I've been offered many times to do shows like this.
I know. And it makes me crazy.
Because they know that I love the paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
And so like I'll pitch my show and they'll be like, no. However, do you want to be on this show? And I'd be like, hell no. I don't want to go.
I want to go.
Conjure up some haunted things and like go into like a super demonically possessed place.
Yeah.
And then like try to like instigate. Sure. Hell no. I'm not trying to do that.
I will say like. Any of the episodes that they
I'll hear about other people doing it, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, like I don't like the demonic kind of stuff. Like, especially if he has episodes where he's like demon possession, I'm like, skip, I don't want that. I want abandoned warehouses. I want old saloons.
I want light ghosts.
I want the old saloon built on a native burial ground.
Sure.
I want
an angry murder victim.
Yeah.
Don't give me
exactly.
Demon from the abyss.
Or I want like a poltergeist or because that's just like in like a non-body.
Oh.
Just the doors are opening in the house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah, because one of my favorite episodes is about the Stone Lion Inn, which is in Oklahoma.
It's one of my you sent me that one.
Yes, that's one of my favorite episodes.
The girl's a little bit creepy that owns it.
Oh, yeah, the lady who owns it, you're like, is she possessed?
Yeah.
She's cool. But it just, to me, it has like, because I would say I'm also super skeptical of it. Of it too. Like sometimes I'm like, no, that was just windy. You just, that was your foot. But there are some things where I'm like, well, you got me there. Yeah. That one looks pretty legit. Yeah. Like, and I know everyone's going to be like, oh, it's all faked. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like they're on season like 28. Like there had to have been some stuff. And I've heard other stories about different things and, yeah, but I want to, like, I would go. Like, I would go
to... You would go to a like...
Yeah.
Where there's activity. Okay.
Remember New Orleans? I wanted to.
Okay, we did.
And we did.
Okay, we did. Okay. Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. We did do a haunted tour in New Orleans. However...
It was...
I did second guess if I should be going on it or not. And I was a little bit like, up until the moment we were walking up to it, I'm like, should I do it? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. In the name of Jesus. I'm doing all the religions, sign of the cross, Catholic. I'm like.
And I kept being, it's historical. It's historical.
I'm doing white light. I'm doing like all the things.
And I'm like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. And it ended up being like the cheesiest.
Oh, it was so lame. I was so annoyed.
Yeah, it was not even.
Our tour guide was funny. That was a hoot.
But I think he hated us. It been like real, like where you sneak into a place, you know what I mean?
It was heavy on the historical and let us stand from a distance and look at it.
But if we like just found some guy off like Craigslist that was like, hey, I know a back entrance to the insane asylum that's been abandoned for 17 years. I'll take you on a tour. Hell no.
See, I would want to do that.
You would?
But not with him, because at this point I'd be like, oh, you're trying to murder me. No, I would be more concerned if it's
like
a
thing. If it's like a thing, he's like $20 a ticket. Like he does it all the time, like, but it's illegal. Like he can't get a license because it's not his property. Like that kind of thing. You would go to that property knowing like all the like,
if it was like, wild if stuff? I wasn't concerned that this human man was going to murder me.
You're more concerned about the human man?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I have the Lord and Savior on my side. I would say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I am protected with the armor of God. Okay. So I would absolutely go in there.
I'm protected with the armor of God. Devil, where are you?
Let's fight.
Get him, God. Get him.
Something spooky is over there. Lord. The left room.
Get him. That's like, my dad can beat up your dad.
Exactly. Yeah, but I feel like, what if we went together? Would you go if I went with you?
No, you're on your own.
Oh,
would you take a video and I'll talk about it on my podcast.
I just FaceTime you. She's right here. But I would still want to. I want to do another tour in New Orleans for sure.
I was wearing my New Orleans shirt today. Did you
know.
See it?
Yeah,
I was wearing that
because I have the same one.
New Orleans. Yeah,
the fire department.
Okay. Paranormal stuff.
But there was that one alley we went down. I remember we went down an alley and it was real spooky and we were like, no, leave.
When? Which one?
Whenever we were walking the streets of New Orleans.
Were we still part of the tour?
No, this was different. I remember.
Oh, we did our own thing.
I remember it was just, I don't know if it was when we ended up on Bourbon Street, but like we started
that
to go.
That was great.
Neither one of us really drank.
Yeah.
It wasn't like wild.
We just lived our
life.
It was so fun.
It was so
fun. We said we were going to walk down Bourbon Street just to experience it because we had never done it.
We were like, we'll just go down and back up.
Yep. And then turns out.
4 hours later.
Yep.
You're doing stunts in the street.
I was doing cheerleading stunts in the street.
We're getting shirts from the fire department.
It was a whole thing.
We had a whole dance party by ourselves.
Friends.
Yeah.
It was great. Wait a minute. I was going to say something about paranorms.
Tours. Haunted houses.
Was it TV
show? Queen Mary.
Zach Baggins? Were we bringing it back to Zach?
Oh. Did you watch Ghost
Stories? Okay. This is what it was. Okay. So when I did my podcast and people were messaging in to want to be on it, mm-hmm. some of them had footage and Ooh. Evidence. And so they would send it to me.
Of you or?
No. Of me of doing what? No. Footage and evidence of ghost stuff.
That they experienced firsthand. Yes. Okay.
So like one time this happened, here's the video. And they sent it to me, right? So they would send it to me and all the cool ones I would keep because I want to show all my friends.
Sure.
And then I would talk to all my psychic friends that were like, don't keep that on your phone.
What do you mean?
They say, don't do it. Don't keep it on your phone. That energy.
Does it come through the phone?
I guess. I don't know. But they're like, you don't want to carry that around. Don't keep it on your phone.
Pretty sure there was an episode of So Weird that had.
So Weird? What's So Weird?
It's a Disney Channel show. Oh.
No. I don't know that one. Sorry.
It was just this girl who her parents were touring musicians and they lived on a tour bus. And every new city they would get to, she would like discover a ghost or discover some sort of paranormal. And her tagline was, that's so weird.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so they told me not to keep it on my phone. So I ended up deleting them. Although I wanted to keep them because I like to show people all the creepy stuff.
Wait, so then what about the stuff that's like, if you watch it, then like you and I were watching on TikTok paranormal video clips. Does that do anything if we watch it?
I don't know.
Somebody's posted online?
I don't know. If there's any psychic mediums out there right now listening, let us know. Again, we already know all the Christians are going to say, don't even watch it. You're inviting it in.
Turn it off.
Yeah. But
to which I say, turn the volume up.
I'm going to ask my friend why he said to not keep that stuff on your phone. But I'll tell you some of the things that I saw that people said.
Tell me.
I know them by memory now, so I can describe them accurately.
Perfect.
Okay, one was Queen Mary.
Oh, I love the Queen. I'm going to go back again this year, for sure.
Okay, so these people were like ghost hunting, right? Mm-hmm. It was a guy and his wife, and they're like doing their own little ghost hunting through, because there's a few different ghosts that are reported there, like a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few different ghosts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they go to this one room that's supposedly like the most haunted room mm-hmm. on the Queen Mary, and they're like with their little reader thing outside the mm-hmm. door, and they're like trying to like talk to it or whatever, and all of a sudden the door starts shaking like violently, and they get up and start running. They sent me that video. Ooh.
And they're just like, and they're like are they with a team or
no,
like
just tourists? They're just
and they have one of those things.
Anybody could buy it on Amazon.
Oh my god, should we buy it?
Yeah.
Let's buy one.
No, I don't want to conjure.
We'll take it on the tour bus.
No. Oh, okay. And then I had another haunted experience on the tour. This is before your time.
It's always before my time.
Was wild. Did I never tell you about what happened in Cleveland?
In Cleveland? You told me about the time you scared your key. I don't know if that's part of it.
I do that a lot. No.
Tell me.
Oh my god. Okay, this is another good one. Okay. What time are we at? How much time do we have?
Oh. We've already hit an hour.
Okay. All right. I'll try to keep this one short, but it's wild.
Okay.
Okay. So we're at this venue, and when I'm on a theater tour, first of all, everybody listening right now, every theater is haunted.
All of them.
Period. Okay. So as soon as I get to a theater, I ask who knows the ghost stories. Mm-hmm. Show me the right staff person. I want to talk to them mm-hmm. and tell me all the stories. And so as soon as I walk up to this one venue in Cleveland, Ohio, I forget what it's called. Masonic something? I don't know. Ooh. So the bus is parked. I get off. I walk up. He has the stage door open. It's propped open with like this cement boulder thing. Mm-hmm. I walk up and I'm talking to the guy. My first question's out of my mouth, is this place haunted? Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's what they say. And I'm like, Ooh. Oh my God, can you tell me the stories? And he's like, yeah, we'll do it. I'll take you on a tour. I'll show you the whole place. And I was like, oh my God, I would love it.
Perfect.
While he's talking, the door starts closing.
Who moved the thing?
There's no wind. There's no, it's a cylinder, a block.
Uh-huh.
It's keeping it open.
Uh-huh.
And it just starts going. Strike one. All right. We're just, wait. I haven't even walked into the building yet.
Perfect.
Okay. So then he gives us a tour, and it's me, Jaki, Eddie, was it Ron Hortman? Or was it Mal? I think it was Ron. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And the stage manager, he's giving us a tour through this whole, it's a theater. It's, there's a basement. There's like, I think it was like a Masonic temple type thing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So he's giving us a tour. Weird noises are happening on the tour. And then one by one, we start losing people from the tour because everybody has to go do their job. Jaquie okay. has to go get ready for sound check, help the merch mm-hmm. person get set up, whatever. Then Ron has to go do this. And then Eddie has to go do this. And then next thing you know, it's just me, stage manager, and Bonzo. Okay.
And dogs always know.
Oh, they know. Okay. So we're finishing the tour. We're coming back around. It's just us. And then we're about to walk through this little hallway. But then all of a sudden, Bonzo won't walk.
Ooh.
He like stops. And I have this on video.
Oh, he knows.
And so I'm trying to get him to come down this little hallway, go through the door, and he won't come. And then I'm like, what do you see? Bonzo, you see something? What do you see? And then you can see me pulling his leash. He full on goes around this area to get through the door.
Oh, something was up.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that was creepy. Okay, that's not even the creepiest part.
Oh.
This is the creepiest part. Mm-hmm. So we're in the green room is in the basement of this venue. Already creepy. We're down there. Oh! Okay, I had another friend that was there. It's so weird because when I see people's faces, I lose everybody's name. Okay. Like, I can't. Elena. Oh, jeez. Elena. Okay. Is there. Okay. So we're in the basement. I'm on a computer. Bonzo's sitting right next to me. And I'm like, oh, I have to feed Bonzo, but I forgot his dog food on the bus. Can you go grab it for me? She's like, sure. Yeah. So she leaves to go grab it. Then I'm on the computer. And then I realized Bonzo's gone. Like, he got up and he started exploring how he does in venues. Sure. He'll just go and explore. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what the heck? Where did Bonzo go? Mm-hmm. So then I get up and I'm looking for him. He's halfway up the stairs going to the stage.
He
and
said,
I was
I'm like, getting out of here.
I know. I was like, nah, sir, get back down here. So I go up. I go get Bonzo. Mm-hmm. I come back. I put him back down right next to me. I go to get on my computer. And then I see that my phone is on. And it's like the clock is ticking. Like, you know, when you've answered the phone and it's like you've been on the phone for 34 seconds and you can see your
you on
timer.
The phone with?
I wasn't on the phone.
What do you, hold on. What do you mean? Like what?
I'm sitting there on a computer. My phone is right next to me, right? Mm-hmm. I get up. I go get Bonzo. I'm like, what are you doing trying to sneak away? I come back and I sit down and now my phone is on in the middle of a call. It's like 34 seconds into a phone call.
Does it say who you're calling?
It's Elena.
Okay.
So I'm like, huh, that's weird. I go to pick up my phone.
Uh-huh.
She's already talking. I can hear her talking, right? Okay. And I'm like, hello? And she goes, hello? Hi, I can't find the food. And I was like, did you just call me? And she goes, yeah, I just called. And then somebody answered and said, hello.
Who answered?
No one was in the room. No one. It's just me and Bonzo.
No.
What? Isn't that wild?
Did she say like what the voice sounded like?
No, a girl, I guess she thought it was me. She just started talking. She was like, somebody answered and said hello. So I started talking.
And she was already talking.
She was talking. That's why I was like, hello? I said, did you just call me? She goes,
no.
Yeah. I was like, you did? She's like, yeah. Somebody answered and said hello. I said, stop.
Like, it wasn't me.
Okay, so there was that. That's creepy. Then, this is the creepy part. That was the creepiest part, but here's the second creepiest part. So at the end of the night, we all got to take showers at the venue, and then we get on the bus and we drive to the next city. So the merch girl was the last person to take a shower because she had to like package up and everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody already showered. Everybody's on the bus. And I was like, I'm not going to make you be in the basement of this haunted venue by yourself to take a shower. I will go down there with you. So she's in the shower. I'm in the bathroom. And I was like, I'm just going to play some music on my phone so it's not, like, awkward.
Uh-huh.
So I put on, like, Frank Sinatra playlist or something, right? Uh-huh. And I'm just like, you know, fly me to the moon. Like, just, you know, trying to, like, keep it fun. And then it kept turning off.
Ooh.
And then
someone
I played it again.
Not want you to play that music.
And then it kept turning off. Well, that would sometimes happen when Manny and I share an account. If I'm listening to Spotify and then he gets on and listens to it, it comes off my phone and goes to his phone. So then I call him and I was like, babe, are you trying to listen to Spotify? He's like, no. I was like, are you sure? Because it keeps turning off. And I was like, he was like, no, I'm not listening to Spotify. I'm like, okay, fine. Well, if you go on your Spotify, you can say, it shows you who's listening to it. So it'll tell me now listening on Manuel's iPhone, right? And so I'm like, okay, it's Manny. So I look at it and it says, now listening on Angela's iPad.
Where's your iPad?
My iPad. My iPad's on the bus. So as soon as she's done showering, we go back to the bus. And I'm doing a whole thing like, bye, go, see you later. Because we're leaving the venue. I'm like, bye, see you later. I go to my backpack. I pull my iPad out of my backpack and it's dead.
Ew. Ew. Spooky. I wonder, like, because part of me is like, what if they were like, hate Frank Sinatra, turn this off.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine the ghost like had some beef. It's like some 1950s ghost that had beef with Frank Sinatra.
I could have been Frank Sinatra if I wasn't killed in the back alley here.
I was on tour with him.
Yeah.
This is where I was murdered. That's wild. Weird.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Creepy. Anywho.
Yeah. So. We haven't had any, like, we've been to plenty of haunted places, but every time we go I just hear other stories from the last time I was here, and then nothing happens when I'm there because of the Lord
because you brought the Lord. Thank you so much for protecting us, Danielle.
It's maybe it's because I want it too much. I walk into a space and I'm like, afternoon,
I'm here
ghosties. And they're all probably like rolling their eyes like, ugh, go back to bed, she's a weirdo.
Yeah. Nerd alert, we're out of here.
Give her nothing.
Yeah, everybody stay quiet.
be cool.
Well,
excuse me.
Yeah, that's nasty. Just kidding.
I went away from
did you It sounded pretty right down the barrel of the microphone is what it sounded like.
Roll
to me.
The tape back. I turned. Did this.
All right. Listen, this has been a very fun Halloween themed episode.
Truly.
Of Fungela Podcast. I am grateful for all things paranormal. I'm grateful for teenagers trick-or-treating, living their best lives before they have to become an adult. Yes. I'm grateful for simple costumes. And Danielle, you want to recap your gratefuls?
Oh, yes. I'm grateful for my parents being cool about Halloween.
Yes.
Helping me throw cool parties. And Zach Baggins and the team of Ghost Adventures. Listen, they come out with new seasons every year. This latest season, they've got real ramped up fancy Jeep car things that make them look like they're going to war against the paranormal.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to tune in.
So yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, we have a voicemail, right?
Yeah, you want to play one?
Okay, let's play a voicemail. Okay, and if you would like to call us and leave us a voicemail to tell us what you are grateful for, here is the phone number.
Yep, it is.
One day we will get this to where I say, here's the phone number. And then she'll go, bing, boom, bong. One day. It won't be today.
I have it open. And then as soon as I go to click it, it like always disappears on me.
Okay.
Wait, why is it? I had it. It was right here.
All right.
There it is. I got it. I found it.
We're a professional podcast, you guys.
It's 747-300-5380.
You're not going to play our song?
Oh, sure.
That's what I was waiting for, the song.
Oh, sorry.
We have a jingle.
Here we go. Oh, I didn't test the volume. Here we go.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love it so much. All right. Play our voicemail.
Okay. And I would like to preface this by, whoever left this voicemail, you didn't say your name.
Oh, nameless.
Nameless. Here we go.
I am so grateful for my 14-year-old son. He surprises me every day with his positive outlook on life. He's just so resilient. He was severely bullied multiple times, and he didn't even want to tell me that he was being bullied because he wanted me to be happy. And he's just an amazing, positive person and my reason for coming home every day. I'm so grateful for him.
Oh my gosh, protect him at all costs.
I know. 14.
That's a hard time being a teenager. And this is why I'm saying, when you see a teenager out there trick-or-treating,
yes,
let them trick-or-treat. Give them
be cool
extra candies. Be cool with them. Support them in their costume and whatever they're dressed up. Don't be like, aren't you too old? No, they are not too old. You don't know if they're getting bullied. You don't know anything. Just you dressed up. Yay, look at you, Batman. Okay, here's some candy for you. Yeah. Have a good one.
And that's already like the 13 through 15 range is already rough.
It's rough.
It's already so rough.
Come on.
Don't make it worse.
Yeah, don't make it worse. So thank you, caller, for sharing that with us. And I hope that your son is not being bullied anymore. And that he continues to be the bright light that he is. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And again, you guys can call us, leave us a message, tell us what you are grateful for. We may pick you to be on an episode. And that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Said all the things we need to say.
Spooky dookie.
Spooky dookie. Happy Halloweeny. Happy Fall Festival, Christians.
Boo.